So thank you very much for your attention. I have a bit of bad news. So just to let you know, there is no Wi-Fi. I've just been told it's been disconnected. So there's a problem in the back and they're trying to fix the routers. A gentleman outside working on the bridge that we were all talking about hit a fiber line a few minutes ago. So we have no connectivity for the next 40 minutes. So how did that make you feel? Not being able to connect your device, not being able to connect to online banking, not being able to pay your mortgage, get your groceries. Imagine not being able to connect. And these are the challenges that have been put in front of us at Cubic at this moment in time. So why am I here? I'm here to tell you about connectivity, of how important it is, not just to you, but to the biggest companies in the world. We've got to interact with Qualcomm, the biggest chip manufacturer in the world, HP, the biggest laptop and computer company in the world. We've got to partner with Microsoft. We've got to partner and develop cars. It's amazing, I'm a boy, cars, wicked. So how did we do it? Well, let's take it a little bit more simple. So, as you can tell, I'm a bit nervous. I don't exactly stand up on stage after Satya all the time, and I don't definitely stand up after Brad. So I went and got a bit of advice this week from a lady called Veronica. Veronica lives in outside Dublin, and she's a house that she's connected with high-speed UPC broadband. So she can connect to all her customers and talk to them and tell them how to mentor them standing on stage in front of everybody like me here today. Her business has done so well. What has she done? She's now embarked in a journey and bought a house out in Naples in Florida. Brilliant. Amazing. Again, another story about business creating in Ireland and expanding. But again, she needs to be connected. So when she went out to Naples in Florida, the first thing she did is get high-speed connectivity. So now she can contact not just me from Florida, but all the people that she's been mentoring for the last while. So now what happens? Well, she doesn't want to get on a plane anymore. So what did she do? As every other Irish person does, buys a house in Wexford. Why? Because it's sunny. So let's go down to Wexford. She stands up on Sunday morning, gets out her computer, looks at the beautiful blue sky and says, I have no high-speed connectivity. Now I've got a problem. This has actually now become business-defining for her. She cannot connect to her customers anywhere in the world. So we have now looked at how we can change these types of solutions and really turn them on their head. So how do we do it? Three principles in Cubic, okay? One, no is not an option. Why? Why? Why can I not connect that device in Wexford or that device in Florida anywhere back to Ireland? Pretty simple, you think. So imagine dealing with a load of mobile operators, core network equipment. We had to build a stack. So we went out and we said, okay, let's take this no is not an option and really put it in. So we built a team of people. So we have 100 people now up in Sandyford and across the world. We've raised $40 million for some of the biggest names in the world, and I'll tell you about them as well. All with these three, starting with no is not an option. They said it can't be done. I love it when someone says to me, it can't be done, because they told me I couldn't stand on stage today and I'm doing it. It's amazing. It's a simple thing as being brought up as a child is when someone says to you, it can't be done, don't do it. The first thing you want to do is to do it. That's what we do in Cubic. So when they said that we couldn't connect a car in China, we said we could, and we did. And we did it in April 14 with the biggest electric car company in the world. We did it. So how do we do it? Again, three principles. What do we do? We are an enabler, not a disruptor. So being a startup in Ireland, everybody wants you to disrupt. We're not giving you money unless you disrupt. So we had to change and pivot and go back in and say, we're a disruptor. That's what we do. We're going to disrupt everything. But quite the opposite. We're not. We're an enabler. I stand here today proud to tell you about being an enabler. Why? Because we enabled some of the biggest companies in the world to disrupt their business. So that's what we did. We enabled them to be the disruptor. They can take the flak, not us. We'll take the money, we'll get the employment, we'll grow it, and we'll enable companies to do something pretty cool, change their supply chain, change how they do things completely differently. And that's what we did. So what was our goal? Pretty simple. Let's just connect every type of device anywhere in the world at any time. Pretty simple. So how do we do it? Well, we sat in the room, first of all, and said, we need to get to somebody who's in the device, Qualcomm, the biggest chip manufacturer in the world. As you are in the room today, every single one of your devices has a Qualcomm chip in it. Your tablet has a Qualcomm chip in it. Air conditioning, water meters, everything is using some type of Qualcomm Snapdragon or some type of chipset that's been developed by this company. So we, Cubic again, no is not an option, went knocking on the door. So far to date, we've had 4 investments from Qualcomm and raised $12 million for them. Why? They believed in the team and they believed in the technology. So what do we also say to Qualcomm? Well, you know what? If Barry knocks on the door of Audi, they're not going to open the door. If he's going to knock on the door of HP, they won't open the door. But Qualcomm, you're in their devices. Can you let me in? So Qualcomm endorsed us. They bought us out. They knocked on the doors with those customers. So it wasn't just the money. It was the stamp of approval and helped us get in there. So what do we do next? So we took that relationship with Qualcomm and brought it out to our customers, HP, Audi, VW. So if you look at it, this small little company here in Ireland, standing on the stage today, has touched the biggest chip manufacturer in the world and also the biggest car manufacturer in the world. And HP, the biggest computer company in the world. So it then shows you we can enable. So how do we do it? Well, let's start on a customer journey. Meet Hans. Hans works for the Audi VW group. He's very serious. Look at him. Look at him. Why is he serious? He's got a very serious job. Everything that goes into those factories, 150 factories around the world, Hans has to make sure, one, it's there, it's on time, and there's loads of supply. Why is that? Well, if the supply isn't there, the car doesn't get made, the production line stops. Now, that's very stressful for Hans. Ah, come on, it has to be worse for Hans. He now has to take that finished product and make sure it goes to 190 countries around the world. Stressful? Even more. Now introduce the connected car. The connected car now means that Hans has to now deal with at least 60 operators around the world just to connect that car, to get that connectivity. Stressful? So let's just take a moment. 150 manufacturing plants, 190 points of distribution, and a minimum of 60 mobile networks to get it done. Isn't that stressful enough? No. Who does he interact with? He interacts with Slick Rick. Everyone's got a Slick Rick in their organization. He's the guy that spends more time in the bathroom or in the coffee dock telling the girls how good he smells and how good he looks instead of selling the cars. What happens? Well, every month or every quarter, they get their forecast sent into them. And then Slick Rick is sitting outside telling everyone, I'm going to sell 100,000 cars. Do it every month, not a problem. Didn't happen one month, then we have an issue. There's Hugo. Hugo's very honest. He's very reliable. Why? Consistently hits his number every single time. If there's a problem, pick up the phone. He'll do it, not a problem. And if you have any excess, get a little bonus at the end of the quarter. I love it. So can you imagine what happens? Total chaos. Slick Rick doing his hair, numbers, cars sitting out in the docks, not shipping. What are we going to do? We have a massive problem now. So he's now got all these cars sitting there. Not the production line stopped, the whole system has stopped. What's he going to do? Imagine if he had one piece of software that sat on one chip, I could solve all his questions. Imagine if there was a company like that. There is. It's called Cubic. That's what we did. We designed a software solution that pretty simply went in and sat with the customer and didn't tell the customer what we could do. We asked him what he needed. He told us, here are my problems. I have 150 manufacturing plants all the way around the world. I don't want to send a chip out there from 60 mobile operators to distribute to 90 countries. So let's look at an instance that happened that caused the total chaos. This. What happened? Well, he now had Slick Rick's 20,000 cars, and this is a true story, sitting somewhere on a dock that could not be connected. Why? Well, he was going to sell them into, let's just say it was Germany. Okay? Those cars had a German operator setting in it, German software, and a German module in it. But Slick Rick didn't make the number. So the cars are sitting there, and there's no out for those cars. There's no sales channels for those cars for the next quarter. So what does he do? He goes back to Hugo. Hugo, can you help me? Now they found out that it had a massive problem. $2,000 per car to rework those cars. Imagine that. So calculate the numbers, guys. Now it's not a numbers game in relation to shipping units, it's a cost-saving exercise. So now we go back and look at Hans. Hans, you can understand why he's stressed. He's going to get fired. So we took all of this, and we sat down with the customer, and we turned it into that. Very, very simply, we sat and we listened to what the customer wanted. Again, when we sat in front of our investors and we told them we're going to deal with the biggest car companies in the world, all the VCs laughed at us. But we're doing it here today, guys. We're doing it for the biggest car company in the world. We're doing it with the biggest chip company in the world, this small little Irish company on my team. So now we said we can solve the problems, okay? Hans seems to be happy. Hans seems to think Cubic's cool, but in every company, they want to see innovation. We've got the process right, your process is cool, you can streamline our manufacturing, but how are you going to do it? How are you going to innovate? How are our engineers going to like you? So, again, no is not an option. They give us an issue, or they give us a problem. We're going to bring some of our counterparts from other auto manufacturers to your door in July for 2 days. What are they going to do? They're going to get in under your skin, as everybody always does when they want to come and look at a small company, and make sure that you can do the job. So day one, those auto manufacturers, again, second, third, fourth biggest in the world, sat in front of us and told us how cool we were. But on the second day, they said, but you can't do this. And they said, what? You can't customize the device on a network. We said, don't be ridiculous. Of course we can. We went outside, we sat with our platform team for an hour, and we said, they want to customize the device. Very, very simply, guys, give you a stat. The first quarter of this year, more cars were connected in the US than mobile phones. More cars were connected than mobile phones. 1 in 3 devices connected in America was a car. It's now pivoted. It's now changed. Connectivity, it's now in business. It's now in your car. So what did we do? We sat down and we said, imagine if we could get the car to have a personality. Imagine if your car, the content that you use in Ireland, is completely different than the content that you use in London, and it's completely different than the content you use in Paris. Of course it is. It's local content. So we had to show how Cubic, through our cloud system, could really, really define the user, define the content per vehicle. So what do we do? I have a story before that my dad used to have a shop down in Limerick, and he used to sell stuff. And one of the stuffs he used to sell was an unbreakable glass. And my grandfather told me the day that he walked out, got the glass, and dropped it on the ground, and it smashed. And in front of everybody, started laughing at him. So now, I have 12 people in my boardroom with my team, and I'm about to hold the unbreakable glass. I'm about to get them to come in the room and show them that we can do something that no one else can do. So, out into the car park, we had a Q7 there and we had an A4 there. The A4 was a prototype. So, of course, they didn't want the prototype because they think we were doing something different. The gentleman sat in his car, turned it on, and we said, okay, what type of application do you like? Of course, Spotify, music, let's stream. So we said, okay, take the streaming device, your phone, turn it on, do a signal test. Okay, have you got a strong signal? Yes, I do. So perfect. Now turn on Spotify. He turned on Spotify. It was ABBA. It was a joke. He sat in front of all his other German colleagues listening to ABBA with a big smile on his face. So what did we say? We said nothing. We played around with our platform for a few seconds, and then we said, okay, now try it again. He turned off Spotify, reactivated it, and he couldn't use it. In total awe, he said, you have done something that no one else has been able to do. So for that now, we have an opportunity to do proof of concepts with them and gain their confidence. So, the car market. Is it cool? I think it's cool. So cool that we turned on 140,000 cars from Ireland, from Cubic, from Sandyford in 3 months. I think that's amazing. I think that is something that's cool. What's cooler? We'll have nearly 1 million on it by this time next year. I think that's even cooler. I think, imagine sitting there and saying that the car you're driving is being connected by a little company up in Sandyford. I'll tell you what's cool. I have a little sister. She pulled in the driveway about 3 weeks ago in an Audi car. And for the first time ever, I was the cool big brother. My technology was in her car. Now she understood what I did for the first time. So now, In 12 months, we hope to have about 1 million cars live in our system. That's our target. But we always think big at Cubic. 12 million cars is what we have forecasted from our partners for 2020. Imagine that. So now we have this company that's sitting there with 100 people. Every word that we hear from our investors, every word that we hear from our customers is about scale. How are you going to scale it? You've shown that you can do it. You can do the cool stuff. How are you going to scale? We had to show, not only did we partner with the biggest chip company in the world, not only have we partnered with the biggest car company in the world, we had to show that we could partner with the biggest cloud company in the world. And we chose Microsoft. Why did we choose Microsoft? Very, very simply, they didn't give us money. They had a system that was reliable that every single one of our clients used. They used it in their email. It was a sign of trust by using Microsoft. So I'm not going to talk to you about it. My team are.
We had other hosting providers at the time, but we naturally transitioned over the years. The more we got comfortable with Azure, the more we realized the benefits of Azure, the more we started building more and more of our platform on Azure.
I think for us, it was a really wonderful change from on-premises managing hardware and taking care of applications.
It actually makes economic sense to deploy in Azure. And this is particularly true for databases. So we're hosting a lot of our own databases as a service on Azure.
In terms of cost, which I think is one of the biggest advantages of Azure, you're just paying for what you really are using.
Depending on what you're really looking for, Azure provides great scalability, great reliability, and also as well, it's leading the way in terms of messaging, and particularly around event hubs. And this helps us capture and compute a lot of real-time or near real-time analytics, particularly for our automotive partners.
In terms of scalability, it has been so easy to manage that you can scale from 100 users to 1 million users very, very easily. I think just the global offer that you have on Azure is just massive. So if for everything that you want, there's something there already, something that you can just plug in an application, deploy it, run it, test it. It's just so much better. The improvements that it has done to the way we work and the advantages it has brought to our own partners, our automotive partners, all our portfolio of products and solutions, there's no way you can just go back and revert. So I think the future of the software development that we'll do will be tightly linked to Azure and the development of the Azure platform.
So that's my team up in Sandyford talking to you about Azure. But let me talk to you a little bit about Microsoft and what they've done for me and what they've done for my team. They've opened the doors exactly like my investors have done and exactly like my customers have done, and they've endorsed Cubic. They've endorsed us with customers in relation to our scalability, our reliability, but most important for us in the car business is security. And having a company like Microsoft out there has been brilliant for us and has really opened the doors for us in the scalability question. So you have a mobile core, you can do really cool billing, you say you have different instances and you can do this all over the world, and you're showing us that you're connecting the biggest car company in the world with the biggest chip company in the world, but how are you doing it with scale? And for us, we chose someone that could do it for us, and that was Microsoft. So for us, what's our next big thing that we want to go after? The future. It has to be drones. It has to be the delivery business, okay? It has to be going after the likes of FedEx. It has to be going after Amazon, DHL, Domino's. You all want a pizza. You don't want to wait. You were all watching the Dublin game, and it was taking an hour and 20 minutes for you to get your pizza. Ring it in, get the drone, get it delivered down to you. That's the game that we're going after. Why? We have a proven track record today standing here that we've engaged the biggest chip company in the world, the biggest car company in the world, with the biggest mobile operators. So we have to be the platform for those delivery companies, for FedEx, for Amazon, for DHL, to pick us. Why? That's how big the business is, guys. We've always talked big at Cubic. We've always taken our three principles. No is not an option. They said it can't be done. We're going to enable someone to do something that they said they couldn't do, and it's going to be Cubic. So for us, we got to put a pretty cool team together. We've raised 40 million. And then I get an email from Katrina saying, hey, Barry, Satya's coming to town. Would you like to meet him? So before I got up on stage, I got to spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes with them discussing connected cars, scalability. Everybody asks the same questions. But then on that email, it says, you need to stand up on stage and do a keynote about why you think Microsoft is cool. Why did you choose them? We chose them, guys, because they opened the door for us. It was a stamp of approval with the biggest companies in the world. My team, as you heard them, use Microsoft. The deck that was prepared today and what you're going to see now was all done on Microsoft services in Sandyford. We didn't use an outside house. We used nobody. We all did it ourselves. So we have a really, really cool tech team. Look what they did. So I said to you when I came out on stage today, I was going to tell you why I was coming about connectivity. You heard Satya talk about connectivity with his customers, different types of experiences. You heard Brad talk about connectivity. I told you about Veronica, how it was business defining or career defining for Veronica. If she didn't be able to connect her device to her customer, she could not mentor the next person to get up on stage. I talked to you about Hans, how it's business defining for Hans not having connectivity, how his cars can't connect, how he can't manage his supply chain. And I hope I showed you at the beginning of this, you not being connected is life-defining. So for us at Cubic, it's all about connectivity. And it just shows you guys, the little guy can win sometimes. Thank you very much.